I kind of want to ask, first of all, about looking ahead, because obviously we've had a story this morning. Planning and Zoning had put together a subcommittee, and now they've made a report back having to do with tattoo parlors, and you folks are going to take that up and council after they get finished. I know you've had a chance to at least see the information, the PDF that was put out. What are your thoughts as one member of council as to some guidelines that they are looking at?
Well, I don't know that the subcommittee report has been officially presented to P&Z. That's tomorrow night.
Right,
and so the P&Z commissioners will be looking at it for the first time tomorrow night, and then they can decide you know, what you can and can't do. I think our legal team are vetting everything at this point. But so I'm waiting to hear what the P&Z commissioners come up with Thursday night or in the near future, and then that's something that will come to council. So, you know, Scott, we take things one thing at a time. So that's tomorrow's issue or 2-3 week or month down the road's issue that we'll look at. We're dealing with today's problems and tomorrow's problem that we're going to have to deal with. But, again, it's brought in a lot of people to comment and with concerns and support for the deal, probably more so than ever before. I haven't made up my mind on what I plan on doing. I want to see what the P&Z comes up with. There's been talks of some compromise possibilities between the two parties, and so we'll take a look and see what they can come up with and how that's presented, and then kind of go from there. If it comes to the council, conditional uses typically don't come to the council. I don't think those are appealed. If they change the zoning, then that could be appealed, and that could come to the city council. So I'm not 100% certain that it would even come to the city council. It may be resolved at the P&Z level.
Sure. Now, traditionally, and of course, one of the stipulations they have in there is they're looking at, again, one of the proposed ideas, minimum and maximum sizes. If, for instance, there's a facility that is below the minimum, are they going to be grandfathered in? Is that generally what happens in a case like that?
If they're in existence, typically they're grandfathered in. If this is a new business that's coming to town, and I'm not big on telling a business what they can and can't do, but I think the gentleman that's doing this tattoo parlor had given them some conditions that he's willing to live by and abide by, and so I think that's where these conditions are coming from through the words of the business owner himself. And then so that might be a starting point of what they come up with on the conditions.
Sure. Jason Majewski joined us this morning, the mayor of the city of Bryan. One of the things the state legislature looked at, struggled with, and then did not take any action on was payday loans. They decided that it would be better, at least the one thought, it would be better that municipalities decide how they control these types of businesses. I asked Mayor Barry last week about College Station's situation, what they had in place. Tell us about what, if anything, Bryan has in place having to do with payday loans and those types of companies.
Well, Scott, we were actually waiting to see what our legislators would do with this, so we put everything on hold. We were moving forward with some recommendations of some limitations in the future, but we were told by staff to kind of wait and see what the next 6 months of this past legislative session would bring, and there were several bills filed that could have made some changes. You're telling me that nothing's really happened, and
right.
So it's put back on the municipalities. Well, that's something we'll have to take a look at in the near future.
Well, as one member of council, what do you think is important as far as that's concerned?
Well, we've had above and beyond any tattoo parlors and everything else we've talked about. You know, the payday loan centers are not very popular in our community. We've got them pretty much on every other corner in town. You know, I've never used one of the facilities, so I, you know, can't tell you exactly what they charge, but I hear the interest rates are extremely, extremely high, and the predatory lending, I've heard that before. So Ann Horton, our mayor pro tem, has been working on, you know, coming up with some resolution to try to limit or get rid of payday loan centers in the city limits of Bryan. So, again, that's something we will come back with as a council and see if majority of council wants to move forward with some type of conditions or restrictive use in the near future.
But, well, you use the word predatory, and I think that's probably fairly accurate. Quite often those are people who don't have any other options when they do need money. And do you feel like it is the if the state's not going to do this, then do you feel it's the responsibility of the city to go in and try to protect these people against situations that really might get them in more trouble?
Well, we've got several programs in place, a Bank On It program that Ronnie Jackson and Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton's been working on to try to work with the local lenders to provide them another avenue to get some quick funds. And I've talked to people that use payday loan centers, and a lot of them will tell you, well, if you get rid of these payday loan centers, then where do we go to get our funds? There'll be someone else that'll be providing those opportunities. But you know, if you outlaw it, then where do you go? So we need the funds to pay the bills, emergency situations, you know. So it's something that probably a lot of your listeners don't have to deal with on a day by day basis. You know,
but we need to be concerned about that group of the population.
Definitely need to be concerned about it. And again, being a pro business person, you know, I don't like to tell someone what they can and can't do. If they're running a legal activity, then that's something we need to try to work with. I don't think I want a payday loan center in every building in downtown Bryan or every building along Texas Avenue. It's going to be a difficult decision, something we're going to have to look to, but I'm not a big fan or supporter of payday loan centers. It's not unexpected that the legislators kicked it back to the municipalities. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the Houston Chronicle had a pretty good article about how many state legislators were in the pockets of the payday loan centers, or
were in the business,
in the business, or was doing consulting. So
yeah.
I don't think there's anyone on Bryan City Council in that predicament.
Right.
But it does make it difficult. Then legally, what can we do, Scott? If you're running a legal operation, what can we do to? I mean, you're not talking about certain locations, or maybe you will go to certain locations. You can only continue here. Maybe what you have in existence is all we can have, and then we put some limitations there. But that's something we'll talk with our legal staff mm-hmm. and with our council in the near future and see if it's something that we want to pursue. But I do know there's several people on our city council, and I'd invite you to invite Ann Horton in to talk about it, because she's very passionate about yeah. it, and trying to find other solutions for these individuals that use these businesses.
Well, and to echo, the Bank On It program is tremendous. And if you are an employee, or you have an employee that has a problem, send them there. I mean, it's just, it really is a great, great program. I don't think there's any doubt that, you know, a lot of people don't know how to handle money, and that certainly can help them. So what do you got for us?
Well, Scott, I want to welcome home Ricky Manti, Mitch Moran, our two firefighters that have been in Galveston since February. They came home this past Friday. It was a wonderful homecoming in the city of Bryan for our two brave firefighters, and they've still got a long road ahead of them in recovery, but definitely want to keep them in your prayers. Also keep the Houston Fire Department in your prayers. We've got some of our men and women that are down there right now mm-hmm. attending the services today, and then also backfilling some of the stations. So I'm very proud of our men and women at the Bryan Fire Department and them stepping up to help the Houston Fire Department, because they were very instrumental in helping us through our tragedy. So keep them in your prayers. The Summer Activity Guide is online for the City of Bryan, or you can go to our City of Bryan Facebook page to get some more information about the swimming lessons and the other activities and camps that are going on, the wonderful golf program we've got in place right now. And today at 10 o'clock at the Claremont's Library is our kickoff of our summer reading program. So we're expecting a huge turnout there. We're going to have fire trucks and a whole bunch of other things.
All right, who's paying for the helicopter?
I don't think there's a – I'm not supposed to talk about that helicopter,
no,
Scott.
No, no, they've already talked about it on the air.
Well,
we've talked about it.
I don't want to tell the listeners, but I don't think we're going to have a helicopter. There's not a place to land that helicopter safely in downtown Bryan. And, and so I think the mayor's going to arrive on the ladder truck.
All right,
today,
do a virtual helicopter.
So a little bummed out about it. Wanted to fly on that helicopter.
Yeah.
I was going to buzz y'all up here on the Central Park Plaza. But
that'd have been great. I'd love that.
Because of the activities and everything else going on in downtown, I think they were having a hard time finding a safe place to land. So don't want to keep people at home now because the helicopter's not going to be there.
But you bring that up. I mean, kids love big trucks, and you know, they're going to get an opportunity to be around big rigs, and they're going to like that.
That was provided by PHI. Though.
Okay,
so
well, we want to mention that.
Expense,
we appreciate them doing that.
Appreciate them, and still going to work on that. Maybe they can bring me to this interview quicker.
Yeah, there we go. We'll do that sometime. Have you land on the
Also,
on the
just want to mention we had our Chick's C-Store on Briarcrest Highway 6 out there. Had their ribbon cutting yesterday. A lot of folks out there. And then Arbor Oaks, our senior living opportunities that Crestview provides. I had their grand opening yesterday. Fabulous facility. If you haven't gone by East Villa Maria and seen their new facility providing senior housing. You had a little piece about Colossation being the senior citizen
unknown
city.
Place, yeah.
I think it should be Bryan Colossation.
Well,
we have more citizens in that 77802 population than any other zone in Bryan Colossation. And if you don't believe that, drive out and take a look. I mean, they talked about Watercress on the east side. Crestview's got a lot going on. There's senior townhomes, condos, apartments, and housing going on. So Bryan Colossation is becoming becoming a senior retirement area for our former students that are coming back and those that want to stay here and finish out their lives here in Bryan-College Station. Also attended the Bombers home opener baseball game last night, and I encourage people, I know y'all talked about it yesterday with Uri, but a wonderful time. My family had a great time last night. The Bombers put on a great show. Yeah. I mean, they're fantastic. They're 5-0. I mean, you know, that's pretty awesome. You know, next to maybe Johnny Football and that football team, or maybe our track team, these guys are big time winners. So, and we've got, you know, four of the guys on there are Bryan Vikings and Rudder Rangers are 2-2. So we're happy and supportive of those. We've got several Aggies that are playing with the Bombers. Yep. So if you haven't been out, it's a very inexpensive, affordable family outing, and we just had a great time. I think if I mentioned tonight was dollar margaritas, I might get in trouble.
Okay, so, well don't do that.
We won't mention that. But appreciate all that the Bombers do for our community. They're always involved at all our events, and regardless of what the city's doing, you know, Kaboom is always there. So. Yep. But a great fun outing for those in the next three nights, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night, they'll be in town for a home game. So invite you to take a look at that.
Sure. We also want to mention that there'll be a special memorial remembrance of Bill Shulman at the Palace Theater Saturday morning starting at 11 o'clock. And if folks grew up going to the Palace Theater, any of the theaters here, for a long, long time owned by the Shulman family. And they're going to have a lot of remembrances there. And I think they're bringing in some equipment from other theaters they own, the old stuff they used to have here. Back when it was a big deal to have a downtown movie theater, and we had three here, and that was fun. So that's going to be going on at the Palace Theater, I know. And then we got First Friday coming up too, right?
First Friday, this Friday. So there's so much going on. I invite everyone to come out to beautiful downtown Bryan.